gentleman who was caught with a 26-inch Spanish-style machete.
Yes. Ricky Wilson was arrested yesterday for walking down the roadway. He was in a residential area. He was wielding a machete. He was kind of swinging around, talking incoherently. Officers were able to contact him, and he was lucid enough to follow directions. Eventually, he dropped the knife and laid down on the ground, and they took him into custody. But they did notice he admitted to taking some narcotics, and they noticed by his behavior that he was under the influence of something. So they took him to the hospital, not only for that, but he also had a laceration on his leg they wanted to have checked out. And once he was cleared medically, then they took him to the county jail for unlawfully carrying that weapon.
Any sort of injuries?
He did have a laceration.
And I also see in the arrest report that officers not only had to deal with the subject, but there was also a large crowd that were witnessing this. And what's the advice when police arrive at a situation where they're trying to concentrate on the incident, but trying to avoid having to deal with neighbors or any other bystanders looking around?
Right. Anytime you see officers and they are yelling at a subject to follow directions, the best thing is, I mean, I know it's hard not to watch, but our advice is to go inside. And if you have to, watch from your inside your residence. But, you know, the more crowd that gets out there, the more danger it possesses, because this guy had access to a 26-inch, you know, machete. Well, it doesn't take much for someone to jump up, grab that, and run at somebody. So, you know, and then that puts us into a position where we have to save, you know, lives that he may be going after. And when you have that many people around, then it also puts them in danger as well.